Question one. I grew up in a family that was very active. As a child, we cleared our own property that we built our house on that we lived in growing up. And through that, my father and my brothers, we always were outdoors doing something. So in high school is when I really started transferring over into fitness strongly. I was a pole vaulter and you need a lot of upper body strength to do that. And I was also a sprinter. And so I was always trying to be at my peak to compete. I'm a very competitive person. And I found that I really enjoyed it. I enjoyed who I was. I enjoyed the energy that it gave me. And so when I had the opportunity in the modeling world to train one of my agents, I saw the opportunity to not only give her a better life, but do something that I enjoy. And so that led into me getting my personal trainer's license in biomechanic and strength training through Cooper. And the rest is history. I've never looked back. I'm an avid outdoors fitness kind of guy. My workouts have changed throughout the years, but the end results and goals that I want to achieve have not. When you're shooting a movie or on a movie set, you are very active, but you also have a lot of downtime, and there's a lot of food around. You're absolutely right. I think the most important thing is I don't stick to a very strict diet unless I'm needing to lean out for a certain look on a character or a photo shoot. But for me, I like to balance my fitness with what I eat. So if I find that I eat some heavy cardio or carbs the night before, that morning I'll get up and go for a run. And I find that waking up every morning a little bit early, maybe 30 minutes early, and taking a run in, enjoying the outdoors and the brisk air and seeing the scenery really helps my mind, stimulates my mind, and allows my imagination to start flowing, which in my industry, the entertainment industry, your imagination needs to be on all the time to create the next new thing for people to watch. So I always balance myself out. I like to get up and go for a run in the morning, and then I'll do what I call a hotel exercise, where for about 15 minutes I'll just get my cardio up, and I'll do body weight training. My advice to those out there that say that they're too busy for a fitness life is quit making excuses, because you only have one life on this world. So take advantage of it and be the best that you can at it. And 30 minutes out of your life, it might stop you from going to that Starbucks that day and getting a coffee, but it also might save your life down the road and give you longevity for who knows what family member or friendship that you have in your life. So take the opportunity, take the time. It's never too late to get back into a fitness structure and a fitness state of mind. And you don't have to go extreme, but a healthy lifestyle, you have more energy, you have more options, and you just feel better all around. Therefore, your mood and your personality will be more enjoyable to be around. It's funny still to think that I was in the modeling world and fashion and fitness. I just never saw myself that way growing up. I was a very shy, insecure kid, and I was reserved and kept to myself. And it was timing was everything on that, and it was the journey that God had me on that He decided that put this in my life. And I really sat down and thought about it and prayed and questioned whether or not it was the right thing to do, leaving the military. And I took an opportunity, I took a chance on myself and the trust that I had within His guidance, and allowed myself to do it. And it was the best opportunity I could have took. It allowed me to open up and blossom into a all-around rounded adult. And the industry treated me very kindly and very well. I didn't take advantage of it. I saw some great opportunities come out of it, and you know, it gets a bad rap, and it's true in everything in life that you can search out anything you want in any kind of business opportunity. It's when you choose to search out the positive side of it is when you are really fulfilled when you're doing it. And because of that, it helped me journey into the acting world, which really is where I started opening up fully and found my passion completely in what I wanted to do. And so, you know, God's hand was in all of that, because it was in the right time, right direction, leading me to that path and trusting Him to allow me to overcome my insecurities to do it. And today I'm a better person for it. You know, I've always been the kind of kid to wake up and think about a certain business or a certain opportunity and then go after it. And that's how all those great opportunities came about. But, you know, at the end of the day, I did get caught up in my own creations. I woke up one day and realized I was chasing money instead of my passion and dream, and I was miserable doing it. I'm not saying money's a bad thing, it's a great thing. It's just, I own 3 retail establishments and a full-blown construction company at one point, and I had no business owning it because I was chasing the money and not the passion behind it. And that's when I decided to really change my ways and start chasing passion and show my kids that it's okay to dream and go after those dreams. And I would say this, I mean, to encourage the readers to stay within fitness, career opportunities, you know, agendas, and relationships, things like that. The most important thing, if you don't put effort within yourself, if you don't hold yourself to a standard, then how do you expect anybody else to or around you? You feel better in life when you hold yourself to a standard and you achieve goals within your life. Don't look to others to make you happy. Look at yourself and find happiness within yourself, whatever balance that is, and allow that to fuel and give you the energy to, you know, for one, stay active, because blood flow, oxygen flow, and blood flow allows the brain to again go back to creation, brain to create new things and concepts, and it opens up opportunities. And this is all just from things you can do for yourself. And I think that's the most important thing in life. First and foremost, it's not a greedy thing. Make sure you're healthy. All the way around, you have a beautiful balance around you, and then allow the others to share in that joy and the journey that you're on, and motivate them during the process. I mean, that's what we're here to do, is to live, learn, and hopefully leave a positive footprint on life. And what better way to do so if you can show somebody a healthier, better lifestyle, and maybe give them a little bit more longevity within their life. So just go out there and keep doing it. Look at yourself. Find out the flaws that you want to change and make a point to change them. Step up and be that person. I've been a strong believer, if it knocks you down, get back up and fight even harder if you have passion behind it. And in my life, I've had definitely downfalls and, you know, things that have happened that have set me back, and it really questioned, okay, can I do this, and do I have the staying power to achieve it? What I found was most important with me overcoming it is, don't second guess yourself. If you have the drive and passion behind you, then go after it. Failure is not failure. It's an opportunity to learn. And when learning from that, you can grow and be better coming out the other side and achieve more off of it. So don't be afraid of the unexpected and consequences. Don't go out there and do something crazy. But sometimes you have to take chances in life and trust that those chances are there for a reason, and risks part of it. And live to your full potential, because you're the only person that knows what you can accomplish and achieve. And putting yourself in the right state of mind, you can even accomplish more. And you can start realizing that, wow, this is possible. Things are possible in life. People tend to dwell on the negative of life, when what people say and words and the ugliness of life. They never stop to really appreciate the beauty within it and live off of that moment. And I think for me, I've always been a very positive person when it comes to that. you have to stay in positive mode and knowing that you are good enough. It's not an arrogant thing. It's a way of life that more people should really take advantage of and attach themselves to, and move forward in that way, and the world would be a better place. I don't think we were created in God's eyes to belittle people and think we're better than anybody. I think we're set on this world to learn, like I said, and to grow and to leave a positive footprint on life and to help people along the way, as you would want to be helped as well. Well, people listen to people they trust and they respect. And I think if you are a pillar of a community, or you're somebody that shows a positive outlook on life and achieves things and very helpful, then those are all qualities people respect. For me, I knew when people try to push something on me, I turned a blind ear to it, and I kind of shunned away from it because it was being pushed on me. I don't think that's the right approach to anything. I think you open a conversation up with a friend or a family member, not in a way directly to push something on them, but for them to ask questions back. And those are the kind of movies that I'm talking about. Not necessarily preaching to you and blatantly tell you things, but allowing you to search out answers, because then they'll be more important to you and you'll be more willing to grow from them and utilize them within your life. I think the most important thing we can do as human beings is communicate. It's too many times that you sit next to a plane and never say hi to anybody, never talk to anybody. You just spent 3 to 4 hours with this person and not a word was spoken. And that's true in life. I think more people, if they take the opportunity just to start a subtle conversation, you'll be amazed where those conversations can go. I've had incredible conversations with people that I'm friends with today, and sharing their life stories with me that are just incredible, journeys in their own rights. Not all good either, but they felt comfortable to do so. And they feel relieved after talking about it. I didn't place judgment on them. I was just an ear that was listening and somebody that they could share with. And that's true in everything. No matter where you're doing, where your business, your gym, church, among family or whatever, that's true to anything. If you look at society and statistics, we're built to help. We want to help. The hardest thing to do is ask for help. So instead of waiting for somebody to ask for help, have a conversation. Don't be pushy about it. Just have a conversation and allow that conversation to steer in the directions to help within faith, in life, in the journey of what is life. The entertainment industry is plus and minuses. You have the big studios that the bottom dollar is the most important thing. And most of the time, the story suffers for it. For me, I choose roles and characters now, especially. Before, I was trying to get in the industry, and I got caught up in the rat race. But now I try to choose characters, not based off of the story. If I can relate to the character and I think that I can do him justice and allow him to have a redemptive message within his journey that people can relate to, then I'm doing my job. Society is society. I mean, there's a lot of negative, dark corners out there. But I think the most important thing is to choose, make a choice and make a stand, and don't say this is all bad. Make a choice and stand for what you want to do in life and follow that journey. You can't control everything else around you, and Hollywood's the same way. I'm not trying. Our Gentlemen Entertainment, we didn't open the company to try to push things down people's throat. What we wanted to do is get back to the story, the root of the story, and the truth of the story. Build good quality stories and allow that to be the base of moving them forward. And take out the derogatory sex violence and language that is not necessary, and the high level special effects and stuff. Let's get back to good storytelling, because at the end of the day, that's what Jesus was. He was a great storyteller that was very passionate about it, and wanted to share it with others. And to me, that's when I really, really became one and found my relationship with God. It was about 2.5 years ago on a movie set. And I questioned and questioned and questioned certain things until one day I had a salvation moment. And I haven't questioned it since. I mean, that's the industry. If you go out and search for it, you're going to find it, good and bad. So I would say, you never know what role is going to bring a new fire within you and where it's going to take you. And so I don't think it's our job to question our faith within and what we're passionate about in our hearts. I think it's our job to kind of guide it, and where your morals stand in front, and you search for the positive direction in it. And Hollywood's the same way. They're slowly transferring over and realizing that, family-friendly, faith-oriented movies sell and make more money. Well, there's a reason for that, because society is starting to change, and they're going to make whatever the society and the consumers go out and purchase. So if you're going there watching rated R movies and you're buying those tickets, that's what they're going to make more of. So we have a control of what Hollywood does, because we are buying the tickets that are paying for the production. I think we all keep that in mind. And again, stay true to your faith and who you want to be in life and what you are, and then take that journey. You can't control everything else around you. All you can do is try to, again, positive footprint on life and moving forward. Well, I must admit, I'm an adrenaline junkie. And so there's quite a few things that I still want to accomplish, and they are very physical and demanding. I actually created a concept show around it. It's called Test Drive, All Things Extreme. I'm fascinated with extreme sports. I grew up racing motocross and sprint cars and outlaws and things like that. And so I want to do it. I want to see if I can physically and mentally trust and let go enough to accomplish some of those incredible things that these talented kids are doing out there nowadays. I still want to climb a mountain, maybe not Mount Everest, but I still want to climb a mountain. I think it's a feat, and it would be a very cleansing journey. I want to do the Pilgrim's Walk in Spain. I think that's an amazing cleansing journey. But I want to push myself. Every day I push myself. I want to see and try and do something better than the day before, and see how far I can take it, and let people share with me, or who knows, maybe inspire somebody to do the same. My top five favorite exercises are: 1, high cardio sprint workouts, where you take and you do stairs and run 100 yards, and then you hit stair sprints up and down again. Walk 100 yards and do stair sprints up and down again. That'd probably be number one. Get your cardio up going really quick. It shocks your system, and it just fuels you with energy. In between that, number two is push-ups, and different stages of push-ups. You got your wide stance push-up, your inners, and then your tightly diamond placed push-ups. Love those air squats where your arms are in front of you and you're squatting down. And everything that I do is a biomechanics structure, where you're mentally focusing on the area you're working out. I love that. Bicep workout, tricep workouts are great. I minimize my back. I just balance everything out with my muscle structure to try to keep the beach muscle look, because it fits me well, it fits my frame well, and it also works well within the industry that I'm in, and I'm more comfortable that way. So I like to say I like to do the beach muscle look, and my whole workout nowadays is 45 minutes in and out, and that's with a good 15 minutes of straight cardio, and then I hit the gyms and I do opposite muscle groups. I'll do chest and biceps, back and tries. I'll do calves, stomachs, traps, and legs on a separate days. And all this is done in 45 minutes, but it's nonstop high tension cardio workout. And I'm usually in the gym now, in the gym or outdoors, 5 days a week. And it only takes 45 minutes of my time, because I've got a great balance and a structure wrapped around it, and a workout system wrapped around it that allows me to do so now. And I'm just maintaining as I'm growing older, and I'm feeling younger for it. Three favorite foods and meals. Wow, where do I start? I'm a big chicken eater. I love chicken. I love grilled asparagus with a little butter and garlic lemon over it. Barbecue chicken is great. I also am a steak eater. I will eat steak at least once a week. Love marinating it up with a few different ingredients, and then a sweet potato goes along with that. And then my third one, I have to admit, it is chicken and dumplings. It's not the healthiest one for you, but I work hard throughout the day and throughout the week, so I deserve a little treat for myself. And my favorite, quick on-the-go snacks are shakes, which you can find in any store now. Just look at, watch your sugar intake, especially if you're traveling a lot and sitting. Nuts, can't go wrong with nuts. Great source of vitamin energy and a balance. And then fruit, it's a filling factor, and it's healthy and it's good for you. Drink a lot of water throughout the day during it, and that way you don't overeat.